If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Who is it, Chris?
Huh?
It's Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer?
Excellent.
What? Oh, that's Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Oh.
I know you. I know you.
Hi, Harry Shearer. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What are the odds that this would happen?
This is the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah. How do nutty things like this happen on the radio?
How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
You are Skosh Busy. I love that song.
Thank you. Yeah, that's part of the new CD that I've just dropping today. I love that the phrase that kids have, you know, the CD is dropping.
It's dropping today, baby.
Yeah, dropping on the street, hitting the street today. But it's a new CD of funny songs, not parody songs, original songs, but funny songs called Songs Pointed and Pointless. And we're doing a live show of them tomorrow night at the House of Blues in Hollywood. Ooh.
That's what I hear tomorrow. And how can people get information on that?
HarryShearer.com.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
HarryShearer.com or...
you can go to Ticketmaster to get it. If you're here in L.A., you want to go to House of Blues tomorrow night, but that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Just because it's you, just the titles are funny. Waterboarding USA.
Yes.
Let the Flag Burners Fry on the 4th of July. It's so... it sounds hilarious.
And New York is my lady. Because we don't have enough songs, you know, where the singer goes overboard about what a great city New York is. We need one more.
You are white hot, Harry Shearer. I can't believe you're even on the phone with me. The Simpsons movie, of course, is huge.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why do you have time for me, for God's sakes?
Oh, because, Stephanie, you're one of the icons of the talk radio profession. And, if you can lend just a little bit of your persuasive powers to push some merch.
Oh, Harry, you're so full of... you also have you're going to do a CD signing, right, at Book Soup in West Hollywood on the... is that tomorrow?
It's the night after tomorrow, so I'm at the House of Blues tomorrow night and
Thursday.
Book Soup Thursday. So basically, I just be camping out in the Strip for about 28 hours.
You're kind of a Hollywood. You're like a celebutard now. You're going to be hanging out with Lindsay and Paris.
Yeah, I'm occupying the old Elliot Mint slot on the Strip.
and I heard, in addition to all this, you're doing something else. There's a launch of a new TV network, My Damn Channel. What's
it's
that?
A TV network on the internet called My Damn Channel, and we launched it last Tuesday. I launched with a video of a song that I'll be performing tomorrow night, but it's not on the CD. Dick Cheney doing a dreamy jazz ballad about Scooter Libby escaping jail time called No Cooler for the Scooter. And then today we're premiering a video of that very song you started out with, Addicted to Oil, with George W. Bush in the lead. So I'll be rolling out a music video every week for the next 6 weeks on My Damn Channel. And it's not just me. It's a whole bunch of really talented musical and comedy people who are being told, here's a channel that's yours to play with, and by the way, no notes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Now, I got to ask you the same thing that everybody asks me, because, you know, you look at the titles, Addicted to Oil and Waterboarding, which is about torture. How do you make stuff funny? Because I know that you're such a smart political guy, and you're truly outraged like many of us are.
Yes.
How does that process work for you? Where you're like,
well, I mean, you know, sometimes it's just taking what people say and taking it to the extreme. So, you know, all the assurances that waterboarding is not torture and we don't practice torture, even though the United States court-martialed one of our own soldiers during the Vietnam War for a war crime for waterboarding. So you just take it and say, okay, let's put the smiliest face possible on it. And I went to Jeffrey Foskett, who's Brian Wilson's musical director, and I said, let's do this very Beach Boys sounding song called Waterboarding USA, which just makes it sound like, you know, it's just a great water sport.
Yeah.
And you just take that attitude and twist it to the farthest extreme to say, isn't this grotesque now,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen?
It's, you know, I always say it's like you have to laugh or you just cry all day in this administration, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, partly this album is a response, and the whole feeling that I've had about writing more and more musically over the years is a response to the great Tom Lehrer, who left the world of writing funny songs, saying the world is too scary to be funny anymore. And my feeling is, when the world gets scary, you better get funny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's I mean, I think you're right. It's your only defense mechanism.
Exactly.
Now, I have I'm going to do the Fox News Cowards technique and say that this is a question from a listener and not from me.
Yeah.
Pamela from Seattle writes, Dear Steph, please ask Harry to expand on recent stories revealing that some adults like wearing diapers. He has a character in his most recent book, Not Enough Indians, who is a president of that club.
Yeah, the big babies. I did some research, I'm glad to say, online about this subject, and it is, you know, it's a lifestyle choice. And they have diaper cons, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a whole thing. I didn't make it up. A lot of people who read that book, coming out in paperback in September, by the way, a lot of people who read that book think that I made it up, but I certainly did not. I have not yet made up a lifestyle.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just saying, because I guess it's only when it's an astronaut that people, so apparently a lot of people drive cross country in a diaper to mace their romantic rivals.
She is actually denied now. Didn't her lawyer deny that she the diaper part of the story?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that wasn't because she's in the diaper lifestyle. It was because she didn't want to make so many pit stops. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And who does?
So she wasn't really in the diaper world.
She was more utilitarian.
She wasn't visiting. She
wasn't a fetish.
There.
Wasn't a fetish thing.
Yeah.
It was, yes, exactly. Harry, so what, of all the things outraging you in the Bush administration, what pick one for today? I get outraged attention deficit disorder, but what...
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. The big elephant in the room is still the war. And, you know, and the story that sort of spotlights it for me today is, you know, the charade that we're going through about what's going to happen if when we leave, like we've got a real good track record of predicting stuff in Iraq anyway.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, the British, you know, who are in Basra in southern Iraq, said, well, they think their leaving will be a good thing because 90% of the violence has been directed against the British troops. So maybe if they leave, you know, there'll be 90% less violence. And today's Washington Post, there's a story that that it's getting violent as the British are starting to leave already because it's Shiite versus Shiite. So there's no, you know, we have taken the biggest stick and batted it at the biggest hornet's nest for 4 years.
And
people
Harry
in Washington are, you know, deluding themselves with thoughts of how the hornet's nest will behave after we remove the stick. It's insane.
Exactly. Well, you know, and you can tell they're already getting ready to, you know, move the goalposts on us. You know, Gates is already saying, oh, Iraqi security, probably not in September.
Yeah. Oh, well, September was the movable goalpost from the beginning. Yeah.
Right.
It's like September. But, you know, it's General Petraeus' report. But it's, you know, the surge, when did the surge finally start? I think it was in the middle of last night. You know, they keep moving that.
We're in a, you know,
just started. No, it just didn't start yet, but it's starting. But it didn't start, but it's starting, but it will start.
Yeah. We, Harry, we're in a game of Battleship. Did you, because, you know, did you ever play that when you were younger?
No.
And you know, everybody cheated. You just you miss. You know what I mean? It's just you sunk my battleship. It's, they're just going to keep, they're not going to ever tell the truth. And so I agree. I think we just got to get out. The CD is, I have a whole list of things. This will take hours. The new CD is Songs Pointed and Pointless. Tomorrow night at the House of Blues, if you're here in Wednesday night, if you're at in L.A. CD signing at Book Soup on Thursday. And then the launch of the new TV network, My Damn Channel, on the internets. HarryShearer.com would be the place to find out all things Harry Shearer.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
If I wanted to go to StephanieMiller.com, I wouldn't find out very much about Harry Shearer, right?
A little bit. Today
you
would.
Okay, yeah, we'll post information
today
up in
only.
The blog section.
Okay, cool.
And this very interview will be posted there and go directly to the Smithsonian, Harry Shearer.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for coming on with us again, honey.
My pleasure.
Good
Steph.
Luck. There he goes.
Yay!
Harry Shearer.
Yay!